Module F, Practice Paper 4, A Shocking Experience, pages 30 and 31. Part 1, Access to Information from Written Texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7.
When you visit a foreign country, your objective is to take in as many of the special sights, sounds, textures, and flavors as you can in the short time you are there. Most tourists are enchanted by the differences between their own country and the place they are visiting. The more different it is, the better. In fact, it is these very differences that make their trip special, exciting, and stimulating. Not so, however, for the person who plans to spend an extended period of time in a new culture. In this case, it is precisely these differences that are the cause of a condition known as culture shock. Take Heather Shore from California, for example. Heather is a student of Far Eastern Studies at UCLA. She fell in love with Japan years ago when she accompanied her mother on a business trip. She devours books on Japanese history, economy, and politics. Her doctoral thesis is on American influences in Japanese society. Heather has done all the research she can in California. It is now time to get on a plane and go to Japan to gather the rest of the data. While Heather is certainly prepared for her extended stay in Japan, experts tell us that it is possible that she will come up against obstacles that will, at least temporarily, interfere with her plans as she begins to see the Japanese way of doing things in a whole new light now that she must become a part of the culture. If she is like most people who transport themselves into a new culture for a long period of time, she will initially be excited about her foreign adventure. Then, her unfamiliarity with the rules for doing even the simplest everyday things, such as reading a menu, using public transportation, writing a check, or buying a bottle of shampoo, may result in feelings of extreme discomfort. She will constantly have to deal with new and unfamiliar situations that can be frustrating and even stressful because she does not know the rules for everyday behavior in her new surroundings. As a result, she may experience homesickness, fear, and confusion accompanied by a distaste for the way things are done in the new country, and incredulity and irritation at the fact that they do everything the wrong way. She may withdraw from the new culture, preferring to spend time alone or with other Americans if she is able to find them. She may even develop hostility toward the local people, stereotyping them and ridiculing their way of doing things, taking great delight in comparing their way of doing things to the right way, that is, her way. This is what psychologists call culture shock. For those planning a long stay in a foreign country, having the right attitude from the start is probably the best way to reduce the severity of the culture shock they will undoubtedly experience. First, the potential long-term visitor should know that no matter how much he has read or heard about a foreign culture, living in a country is quite different from visiting it. Second, he should set himself a goal to refrain from judging the way things are done in the new culture. He should not start off with the notion that his way is the right way. In other words, it is best to simply keep in mind that the host culture is going to be different, and to remember that this is precisely what makes it so exciting.